from NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington. We'll talk with former New York Governor Mario Cuomo about great oratory. But first, the Los Angeles Times today, quoting unnamed sources, reports that U.S. and other Western intelligence officials are now questioning the basic intelligence about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction that was used to justify the war in Iraq. Unable to find the weapons stockpiles they once confidently claimed were there, officials are saying Saddam Hussein's regime may have sent bogus defectors with disinformation to mislead the West before the war. Joining us from Washington is the reporter who wrote the Times article, Bob Drogon. Bob, when was this investigation launched and why?
It began over the summer after the revelations that the president's claim in the State of the Union speech about that Iraq was trying to get uranium was based on bogus documents, on forged documents.
And what has the investigation concluded so far? Where do things stand?
Well, they've confirmed that Iraqi intelligence operatives did send double agents out to plant false information. They're also looking at the question of whether legitimate defectors were given information that they believed, and so that when they came out to the West, they went to Western intelligence, they passed polygraph tests, and so then we believed it, even though the information itself might have been phony.
Why would Saddam Hussein's regime have sent bogus defectors with information or real defectors with bogus information to make themselves look more dangerous and invite an attack?
I think the general thinking is twofold. One is that the idea of sending information out that then weapons inspectors from the UN would go check and it would turn out to be false. The idea that that would embarrass the Security Council and they ultimately would lift sanctions and he could go on his merry way. And the other is that this is a man whose power base was largely dependent on his image of military might, and he was sort of trying to play it from both sides, trying to frighten the Iranians next door, trying to deter the West from attacking him, and a variety of motives is what people are speculating.
It's standard procedure for intelligence agencies to evaluate the quality of both an intelligence source and the intelligence itself. What does this say about the whole intelligence apparatus?
Well, I think what they're looking at now is trying to determine how it is that their estimates on what Iraq had could have been so wrong. And the debate up until now has been a question of whether intelligence was manipulated or exaggerated.
Critics of the war in Iraq are going to say that the White House, indeed you quote them in your article, saying that the White House and the intelligence agencies were ready to accept this intelligence because it's what they were looking for. How sensitive to those criticisms are the intelligence officials?
Well, I think at the top level, they sort of deny that. But I spoke to someone who was quite senior, who was familiar with this entire process and who's just come back from Iraq. And he described what he said was an atmosphere that wasn't of intimidation, but was one that was more subtle, in which if the politicians said something, then people were not going to contradict them.
Bob Drogon of the Los Angeles Times, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Bob Drogon's article about intelligence officials questioning the basis for the war against Iraq is in today's LA Times.